USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived at Windsor Castle for a social visit with Queen Elizabeth II. Earlier today, President Trump did hold a press conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicted 12 Russians today and accused them of hacking into the DNC to sabotage the 2016 presidential election. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein spoke a short time ago in Washington.
According to the allegations in the indictment, the defendants worked for two units of the main intelligence directorate of the Russian General Staff, known as the GRU. The units engaged in active cyber operations to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. There was one unit that engaged in active cyber operations by stealing information, and a different unit that was responsible for disseminating the stolen information.
Rosenstein did point out that the vote count was not affected by the hacking. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
An Illinois woman who was harassed by a man for wearing a shirt with a Puerto Rico flag on it says she feared for her safety. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In an interview posted on the Puerto Rican Cultural Center's website, Mia Iazari says she became fearful when Timothy Tribus yelled at her last month at the Cook County Forest Preserve.
Right before I grabbed my phone, he actually stood on top of one of the benches of the table. He actually got on top of it and was pointing at me like, why are you wearing that? That's when the fear kind of kicked in.
Tribus now facing hate crime charges in connection with that incident, and the police officer who was seen on video appearing to ignore the woman's calls for help resigned his position on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In a new report, taxpayers paid over $340,000 for former Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price to fly charter instead of looking for cheaper options. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
There were a lot of headlines during Peter Strzok's testimony yesterday, but one of the most notable comments made was by Congressman Steve Cohen. He's a Democrat from Tennessee. Let's take a listen to what he said.
If I could give you a Purple Heart, I would. You deserve one. It's astonishing to me that you would be put on trial as you have today.
Joey Jones is a veteran who lost his legs in Iraq and received the Purple Heart. He talks about what it means for a congressman to say we should give one to Strzok.
This one hits close to home. There were a lot of things said yesterday that made me roll my eyes in the back of my head, but this was the one thing that got my temper up quite a bit. You know, I've got a friend that lost half of his left arm and some of his organs to a landmine in Cambodia, and he didn't get a Purple Heart. A Purple Heart is a very specific award, and you earn that award by putting your life and your body on the line for the freedoms and people in this country and being called to task on that by the enemy. So you have to specifically be injured by an enemy of the state to earn a Purple Heart. So what this congressman did, and he probably doesn't even understand it, is he equated Republicans or the actual looking for truth to an enemy attacking this man. So it's pretty disgraceful and probably the stupidest thing someone said since Hank Johnson thought Guam might flip over.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And today, this Friday the 13th, don't forget, it's National French Fry Day. Many fast food joints and burger joints across the country offering free fries. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.